research to improve the lives of young people at WTGrantsFDN.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
Sunshine, highs in the mid-80s this afternoon. Cooler temperatures overnight with a low in the upper 50s. It's 3:06.
To All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. Hope you are having a good Memorial Day, a somber day for remembering, for giving thanks, for being grateful. It's also the unofficial start of summer, so I'm not going to stop you if it's your day for Coca-Cola and swimming pools and stuff like that. But thank you for including KPR in whatever it is you are doing today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. That's going to happen at 3:30. Then a shrinking number of Americans can afford to dine out. So one restaurant in Austin, Texas, is letting customers pay what they want. Once a week.
Sitting down, being treated with hospitality, being a guest is a thing that everybody should be experiencing regularly.
We'll tell you more about this promotion and how the restaurant is able to afford it. We will also have a look ahead to the U.S. men's national team and the odds of them winning in the World Cup. Coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
Partly cloudy skies this evening, lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. It's 84 degrees in Topeka, 85 in Manhattan, 90 in Abilene. Make sure you put on sunscreen. It's very sunny out there. The time is 20 minutes past 3.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. You can hear Morning Edition. Stop by, get caught up on all the news. Layla Fadel, Steve Inskeep, and Matthew Algio will be your hosts tomorrow.
Support for KPR comes from Give Campus, a fundraising platform helping over 1,500 colleges, universities, and independent schools identify, engage, and steward donors. More information at givecampus.com.
We have news headlines coming up in just about 35 seconds. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Emporia. It is 3:30.
The museum devoted to the 1986 Chernobyl disaster, the worst nuclear accident in history, was destroyed. Buildings housing the National Art Museum and the Philharmonic were also damaged. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Kyiv.
And you are listening to NPR from New York City.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines here in Lawrence. President Trump has endorsed Ty Masterson for governor. Masterson is the state Senate president. He's one of 8 candidates for Kansas governor in the Republican primary election, which will be held in August. The Kansas Reflector reports Trump called Masterson, quote, a fantastic candidate in a social media post yesterday. Donald Trump carried Kansas in the past 3 presidential elections. Masterson's critics say he has failed to reform the state's property tax system. That has been a Republican priority in Kansas. Emergency room visits for tick bites were the highest in April as they've been in nearly a decade. Harvest Public Media's Jess Savage reports on how to protect yourself from tick-borne diseases.
Tick season has gotten longer because winters are getting milder and shorter. Teresa Steckler is an extension specialist with the University of Illinois.
I just tell everyone to be cautious about any and all ticks. That's not to say that all ticks are harboring disease-causing agents. They are not. But it's just better to be cautious than to be dismissive.
She says the best way to protect yourself from tick bites is to spray your clothes with an insecticide called permethrin and to thoroughly check yourself and your pets for ticks when you come inside. If you do get bitten by a tick, pull it off your skin slowly with tweezers. You can freeze it and bring it to your doctor to be tested in case you develop any rash or flu-like symptoms. I'm Jess Savage, Harvest Public Media.
For the first time in school history, University of Kansas baseball will be hosting NCAA tournament regional matches at Hoagland Ballpark. The Lawrence Regional will run from May 29th through June 1st with a maximum of 7 games played at KU's home field in a double elimination format. The NCAA tournament bracket was released today. Kansas is seeded 15th overall and will be hosting teams from Arkansas, Missouri State, and Northeastern. Tickets for the Lawrence Regional will be sold on a single game basis or an all session basis. All grandstand seating will be reserved. Tickets go on sale to the general public on Wednesday. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, 84 in Topeka. It is 3:35.
Support for
At NPR's Morning Edition, we talk with newsmakers.
Let's hear now from Senator Alex Padilla of California.
Cultural icons.
That is Billy Idol. The new documentary is called Billy Idol Should Be Dead. It'll be streaming.
And people living the news.
Robert Echeverria is one of the more than 500 TSA officers who quit during the partial government shutdown.
All perspectives on what's happening every weekday from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. for Morning Edition on your KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations. Matthew Algio will be your local host. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 96.1 in Lawrence, plenty of other frequencies too, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at nuvanthouse.com.
Coming up in our next 30 minutes, news headlines at 4:01. Then, the President of the United States is facing a whole lot of criticism for creating a $1.8 billion with a B dollar fund to help people he says were unfairly targeted by the justice system.
It's rather unprecedented in scope, and it has led to a tremendous reaction, including from members of the president's own party.
We'll talk about the accusations of blatant corruption against the president coming right up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More information is available at lmh.org/orthokansas.
It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, 90 in Abilene. It is 10 minutes before 4.
Provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
On Morning Edition from NPR News, you get independent reporting driven by curiosity, not an agenda. Get the facts every weekday.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition with the latest national, international, and regional news. We're live, we're local, even on Memorial Day. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 4 o'clock.
Preservation Initiatives. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas Book Festival announcing a night for the history books. Bill Curtis remembers on the 60th anniversary of the Topeka tornado, Monday, June 8th at Washburn University in Topeka. Details at kansasbookfestival.com.
It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, 85 in Manhattan. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. It's 4:06.
listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, and many other frequencies. Those are listed for you at our website, kansaspublicradio.org, where we are always streaming 24 hours a day. Coming up in our next few minutes, summer film preview. We look forward to it every year, and Bob Mondello has that coming up in just a few moments. News headlines coming up at 4:30, and then at 4:36, some AI experts are increasingly worried about this technology.
These AI systems give some of us productivity advantages while others bear the burdens of terrifying forms of labor.
Now Pope Leo XIV has weighed in, warning that AI is becoming a new test of human dignity, of human work, and human power. We will learn about the Pope's encyclical release today, coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Douglas County Master Gardeners Native Plant Sale, Saturday, May 30th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. Over 10,000 plants native to this area and grown locally. Details at dgemgks.org.
Partly cloudy skies this evening, becoming mostly clear overnight with lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, another warm one, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. I suppose we are getting to that time of year. Lows in the lower 60s tomorrow night, 40% chance of rain on Wednesday, and it should be quite humid.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a screening of the documentary Nova 78 about William S. Burroughs, showing on June 28th at Liberty Hall. Details at freestatefestival.org.
It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Emporia. It is 4:20.
From NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We'll get you caught up on all the news from overnight, first thing in the morning.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, featuring Nick Haines and local guest experts sharing insights and context around major news stories on Week in Review, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hope you'll stay with us. Plenty more All Things Considered coming up. We'll start things off with an update of news headlines in just about 35 seconds. It's 84 degrees in Topeka, and it is 4:30.
He and a small group of supporters stood in the rain at Times Square yesterday, asking the U.S. government for more air defenses to protect Ukraine. The restaurant industry is facing pressure from rising inflation, worker shortages, and the war in Iran. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Authorities are investigating after a Wichita police officer shot a man on Saturday. The incident began when police were alerted to a man pointing a gun at people and vehicles. When police confronted the man, he retreated to a wooded area. An armored vehicle then approached the man, who allegedly fired at officers standing on the vehicle. After an exchange of gunfire, the man was dead. That man was identified today as Kiam K. Ahmadi, 36, of Wichita. No police were injured. The KBI is investigating. Emergency room visits for tick bites reached a 9-year high this spring. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. That comes as cases of tick-borne illnesses like Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever continue to rise. Ticks can pick up viruses when they feed on small animals in their early life stages. They then pass on the virus when they latch on to larger animals like humans. That, of course, can turn into disease. Jonathan Kamak is an extension specialist at Oklahoma State University.
If all the stars happen to align and, you know, you get bit by the right life stage of a tick that's got the right life stage of that pathogen in it, then you could potentially become sick.
Shorter and milder winters mean ticks are emerging earlier in the year and staying active longer. Many states are asking residents to send in ticks for testing to track the spread of species and diseases. For the first time in school history, Kansas baseball will host NCAA tournament regional matches. The Lawrence Regional will run from May 29th through June 1st with a maximum of 7 games played at KU's home field, Hoagland Ballpark, in a double elimination format. The NCAA tournament bracket was released today. Kansas is seeded 15th overall. They'll be hosting teams from Arkansas, Missouri State, and Northeastern. Tickets for the Lawrence Regional will be sold on a single game basis and an all-session basis. All grandstand seating will be reserved, and tickets go on sale to the general public on Wednesday at 10 a.m. over at KUAthletics.com. Partly cloudy this evening, clearing overnight with a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high in the mid-80s. It's 4:35.
Support for NPR.
The old saying says there are no bad questions, but it certainly helps when a journalist working for you asks a good one.
What was it that drove that decision?
Do you still take issue with the deployment?
What is it? What's the easy way?
Did you feel like you had to be Mr. Rock and Roll all the time?
Your source for news brings knowledge and curiosity to the conversation. Find out the answers with us every weekday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m., it is Morning Edition, one of the best ways I know to get caught up on all the news, wherever it's coming from, around the world, around the nation, around the region. Join us tomorrow morning for Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where students engage in hands-on learning and research, preparing graduates for real-world challenges that contribute to communities across Kansas and beyond. More information at k-state.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio 91.5 in Lawrence, 99.5 in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today, making us part of your Memorial Day. We have news headlines coming up at 5:01. Then we know that Memorial Day is a time to remember those that gave their lives in service to the nation. For some, that means a trip back to the 1700s.
We are sharing stories for not just our sakes as presenters, but for those people in the past who we hope to honor with our reenactments.
More from Virginia and a reenactment of the Revolutionary War coming up on KPR.
Did you know that if you're 70 and a half years or older, you can make a tax-advantaged contribution to KPR through a qualified charitable distribution? To learn more, contact your financial advisor or visit kansaspublicradio.org under the Support tab.
All Things Considered from NPR News, I'm Mary Louise.
Fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. This is NPR.
We keep our questions on Morning Edition civil but direct.
But let's be real. How could your party still screw this up?
Cut to the chase with us every weekday from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 85 degrees in Manhattan, 87 in Atchison. It is 5 o'clock.
And I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the maxim that helping someone else less fortunate is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at LodestarFoundation.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, with a philanthropic focus extending to over 100 organizations, helping those in need and focusing on education, health, and the arts. More information at securitybenefit.com.
85 degrees in Lawrence, 85 in Manhattan, 88 in Abilene. The time is 5:06, and you're listening to Kansas Public Radio. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence. Also at 89.9 in Atchison, many other frequencies as well, listed for you at our website, very conveniently, kansaspublicradio.org. We are also streaming there 24/7, 365. In addition to that, you can use our app. Yes, we have an app. We have a couple of apps, one for Android, one for iOS. Check it out wherever you get your apps.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a screening of I Love Boosters with filmmaker, rapper, author Boots Riley on June 24th at the Lawrence Arts Center. Details at freestatefestival.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. That's going to happen in just about 11 minutes at 5:30. At 10 minutes before 6, we're going to have a conversation with an experienced soccer defender who is likely to be selected for the U.S. national team at this summer's World Cup. Roster's being announced very, very soon. We're going to meet Tim Ream and talk about the USMNT and the World Cup coming up here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where faculty and students use an on-campus research reactor to study applications of nuclear science in medicine, energy, and safety. More information at k-state.edu. Join us for the 780 Songwriter Circle, presented by the Lawrence Public Library and KPR, hosted by Chris Mola, featuring local artists Arthur Dodge, Kelly Hunt, and Julie Schwarting. Free at the Lawrence Public Library June 10th at 6 p.m.
Support for NPR.
People attacked Ebola treatment centers in the Democratic Republic of Congo. They want bodies returned for a ritual honoring the dead,
which sometimes could take 1, 2, or 3 days, where people are living close to the dead body.
How to handle remains that are contagious on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
You'll hear Morning Edition on your KPR stations from 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow here on KPR. Matthew Algio will have your regional news.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, supporting, coordinating, and elevating Kansas trails as key assets for outdoor recreation, community health, tourism, and rural vitality. Details at kstrails.org.
Coming up in just about 35 seconds, an update of news headlines, in which I will endeavor to be somewhat less redundant than I have been in the last 60 seconds. The time is 5:30.
You're listening to NPR from New York City.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The state of Kansas paid a vendor more than $3 million for work that was never completed. The Kansas Reflector reports the state paid the money to a Montana-based company called GL Solutions. The company was supposed to develop a new computer system for the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, but its work failed to meet performance standards, and the contract was terminated. However, the state had already paid GL Solutions $3.2 million. State officials say most of that money came from a federal grant. Emergency room visits for tick bites were the highest in April that they've been in nearly a decade. Harvest Public Media's Jess Savage reports on how you can protect yourself from tick-borne diseases.
Tick season has gotten longer because winters are getting milder and shorter. Teresa Steckler is an extension specialist with the University of Illinois.
I just tell everyone to be cautious about any and all ticks. That's not to say that all ticks are harboring disease-causing agents. They are not. But it's just better to be cautious than to be dismissive.
She says the best way to protect yourself from tick bites is to spray your clothes with an insecticide called permethrin and to thoroughly check yourself and your pets for ticks when you come inside. If you do get bitten by a tick, pull it off your skin slowly with tweezers. You can freeze it and bring it to your doctor to be tested in case you develop any rash or flu-like symptoms. I'm Jess Savage, Harvest Public Media.
President Donald Trump has endorsed Ty Masterson for governor of Kansas. Masterson is the state Senate president. He is one of eight candidates for governor in the Republican primary election that will be held in August. The Kansas Reflector reports Trump called Masterson a, quote, fantastic candidate in a social media post yesterday. Trump carried the state of Kansas in the past three presidential elections. Masterson's critics say he has failed to reform the state's property tax system. That's been a Republican priority in Kansas. Partly cloudy skies this evening, mostly clear in the overnight hours, lows tonight in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 5:35.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with NPR News. Morning Edition keeps you in touch with your fellow human beings and with people seeking human contact, like those at speed friending events.
It was very good for my soul.
And at no phone bars.
I wanted to create a space where people could come, interact, be vulnerable, be nervous, but be human, you know what I mean?
I do. Listen for Life across the country, weekdays on Morning Edition from NPR News.
It's a great way to start your day. Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Tomorrow, your local host will be Matthew Algio. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 90.3 in Chanute. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 6:01. At 6:06, we are going to talk about the accusations of blatant corruption being leveled against the Trump administration, and we will tell you all about the coalition of people from across the political spectrum banding together to rally against a border wall in West Texas. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery, all in one place. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
Partly cloudy skies this evening, clear overnight, lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-80s.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, installing, servicing, and repairing the brands they sell and hauling away old appliances. Information on available services and products is online at stonebackappliance.com.
It's 10 minutes before 6. This is KPR.
It's All Things Considered
AI. From the University of Maryland Libraries, home to the NPR Archives, dedicated to preserving the history of public broadcasting and serving researchers around the world. More at lib.umd.edu. And from Fisher Investments, Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
When so much is happening in the world, who can you count on to tell you what really happened and why it matters? Old-fashioned reporting, weekdays on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will have your regional headlines. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org.
People really care about